Speaking of sexual harassment.
Yeah, Fox is still in it.
Well, I mean, all these networks. Look at Matt Lauer, Les Moonves, the CEO of our former company here, CBS, who I can't tell the story enough because I want everybody to know.
I mean, when you wield that much power over somebody's job and in an industry that big, I mean.
But you got to know that the signs were there, and it's so perverse we didn't even realize it. We were taking sexual harassment training, I think, once a month. It was so much overkill on that.
Yeah, I thought one of us had done something because they kept making us take them.
Over and over and over again. I mean, really kind of unusual. I mean, I can understand a company a little iffy because that whole Pound Me Too movement came out and everybody was a little, you know, nervous about that. And some men don't even talk to women anymore. But it got really strange. And then I remember in high school when I was taking psychology and it was all about projection. And he was the CEO of the company. So when this whole story broke about Les Moonves, I mean, the sexual harassment stories that came out about him were unbelievable. They trumped Matt Lauer.
Oh, dude, his bad, man.
Matt Lauer had a button under his desk. He was the one that had the button, right?
Yeah, he had the button that would lock the door as soon as you got in there, so he could just lock the door from his seat, and then he had a drawer full of sex toys.
Yeah, but Les Moonves didn't even get that far. You can come in, the door wasn't locked, and he would just drop his pants.
I'm Dr. Moonves.
This was like the CEO of this large CBS network. And
Ted, I mean, a position of that power, your ego gets so big, you think you're untouchable and you can do what you want. And
so when you look back on it now, he was projecting the very thing that he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
It was just really strange. And yeah, and it goes on at Fox, and there's some rumblings over at NBC. And of course, ABC is mired in protecting that pedophile Epstein still to this day.
Yeah. I mean, even though Roger Ailes is gone, he's not the only guy there at Fox. I guess the host, Britt McHenry, filed a lawsuit against her co-host, George Murdoch.
Oh, wow.
Saying he harassed her, sent her a bunch of perverted text messages. I love your ponytail. That kind of stuff.
How do you do that in a text?
I think it's an emoji you can get.
Oh, I see.
Explosive, hard-hitting news. You know you want it, baby. And Fox News is going to give it to you all night long. Do you want to get ahead in life? Let Fox News give you the information you need and give it to you good. At Fox News, we expose more than just the facts. We go undercover and probe deep until we lay bare the naked truth. Wink, wink. Stand up and turn around, sweetie. Yeah, that's it. You're just the kind of viewer we're looking for. Fox News, we report you dress in something a little more low-cut, with spiked heels. Oh, yeah, that's what we're talking about, baby. Rick Stacy.